Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Alan Natowski, CEO at Funware. Alan, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to see you again, Christine.
Alan, exciting news for you. You are acquiring a company called Light Technology. Could you first tell us how you came across this group?
Actually, in this case, we met Light through an investment banker, and we often, you know, never know whether you're going to find good opportunities in inorganic mergers and acquisitions and other types of growth like that. So we do look both domestically and abroad, and we have a pretty wide net of individuals that we communicate with regularly and see who they're representing, and then others that they may know, especially a lot of the private companies that are not always the easiest to find, but build some great businesses that fit quite nicely with what we're doing with our plans here at Funware.
And from my understanding, the first company you've acquired since Funware has gone public. So what did you find attractive about Light Technology? What exactly do they do?
Yeah, so Light was something with, you know, us going public and then dealing with just kind of getting our sea legs under ourselves the first year, COVID being the second year. We really feel like we're just getting started on NASDAQ. And as the pandemic noise is subsiding a bit, with Light, it was interesting because we've added to our enterprise cloud platform for mobile an entire array that allows touching sort of cryptocurrency, blockchain, and a lot of newer technologies where people want to have massively decentralized networks. They want to have unique sovereignty, different types of security. And so when we were looking at a lot of the traditional aspects of our infrastructure and the cloud services we offer to support mobile, one of those along the way was adding a lot of mobile loyalty and rewards. As we looked at mobile loyalty and rewards, we realized increasingly that it's a lot easier if you're going to have people voluntarily provide their personal information and their data in exchange for being paid, where you're in charge of yourself, you decide what you want to share, who you want to share it with, or not at all. We always believe instead of a Facebook or a Google that take all your information and we are the product, there might be a completely different way to do that within mobile loyalty and rewards. So the first step was just adding that capability traditionally within our enterprise cloud platform that we call MaaS or multi-screen as a service. And when we added that, we made that available to our customers. And then we added a lot of the blockchain and cryptocurrency. As you might imagine, you know, all data has different value. It might be that you like a certain sports team and that might have one value. If I said, I need a student loan for one of my kids, or I want to buy a new house, those are very different values. And cryptocurrency turns out to be a good way to be able to allow people to earn value for the things that they share about themselves, for the activities they do, overlay that with the other types of engagements with brands. And cryptocurrency is a lot more efficient than using US dollars or euros or other sorts of payment, especially in smaller denominations. So that set the backdrop and software for what we needed. And then we realized we really need a direct-to-consumer channel to enable all this software to get distributed and put on devices that people then around the world can engage with. And lo and behold, that's where Light Technology came in. We realized that, you know, super high-end computing systems that can house software become a very good conduit to reach high-end consumers, early adopters, and it hits three areas that are growing phenomenally. One area is high-end streaming. Obviously, the pandemic, lots of people were consuming content and needed much better systems everywhere to do so. We have a lot of people who are starting to get into cryptocurrency and blockchain. So that included not just, you know, buying and selling, but people who like to mine the way you would see with things like Bitcoin or Ethereum. You literally are using the computer systems when people are not using streaming or high-end gaming, and they're using those as an early adoption. So for us, Light specializes in selling very high-end gaming systems, computer systems that can be used across streaming, gaming, cryptocurrency, and it allows us to take software from our infrastructure and to put that software in front of folks around the world. So ultimately, the goal is to create a series of decentralized nodes that can be a basis around the world for a new data economy. And now when people are starting to use crypto and buying Bitcoin or using Coinbase and things like that, what you start realizing is it seems like a lot more people are getting familiar with that, but you know, only about 1% of the world's population even has crypto wallets right now. That's kind of the equivalent of Amazon in 1997, when you think about the number of internet users, and we're barely getting started. So when we found Light, they had a great fanatical audience that was direct to consumer. It was something that we saw that we could actually start and scale from. We're likely going to have an expectation to be able to do at least $1 million a month of net new revenue. We're going to be coming in closing. We'll instantly be in the holiday season. But ultimately, this is about getting distributed nodes on the network around the world with our software that then can optimize and run the things that we do on these great systems that are provided by Alight.
So how far off do you think that integration is, that kind of long-term strategy that you spoke of? How long do you think that will take to kind of come together?
Yeah, so I think between now and the end of the year, we'll be doing a lot of, first goal was, you know, to get the deal structured and signed. That's all completed. Next goal over the, really the next 30 to 45 days. So we'll probably be done with all the closing conditions next month. So we're assuming an October closing, whether that's earlier or later, just kind of a little bit of legal, accounting, and other semantics. But then in Q4, that'll be a lot of working through the process of how we want to think about the acquisition integration. First, most important thing is obviously do no harm. We're going to be going into Q4. That's going to be a very big season for them. We want to make sure to be able to enable them to be wildly successful. Meanwhile, our corporate headquarters here in Austin, we're in the process of working to relocate. Importantly, as part of this transaction, we're going to relocate all of Light Technology to Austin, Texas. So whenever you're doing acquisitions, do no harm is important. The other thing is, it's great to have people that are all together, have a common culture, get everybody fully integrated and operating together. And so we expect to be able to do that. What's great for them is that they have a business in which the systems are prepaid, purchased in advance. So it's wonderful for cash flow. It's great for the expansion of our business in terms of this direct-to-consumer model. We're excited to be able to put Funware, the brand, in front of people all over. That'll help not just with our brand recognition, but with our public stock on NASDAQ. And we do think that all of 2022 will be predominantly very much scaling what they've already done a great job working. What we loved about Light was a young team, really hungry, executing well, growing like crazy. They'll probably grow 75% year over year this year. For us, if you can get 50% plus, that's fantastic as a backdrop to what we're doing. And it gives us the ability to sell systems along with our software. For those that just need the software, they have it. For those that need the systems, they can have it. And more importantly, for those that need both, we can now provide fully integrated systems to be able to expand on the reach of that enterprise cloud platform for mobile.
We will definitely look forward to following the progress here. Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.